Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our high nearing 55. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 30. More sunshine throughout Saturday with our high nearing 55. A chance for some rain showers over Saturday night, cloudy with a low around 37. Rain early on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our high nearing 56. Staying partly cloudy Sunday night with a low around 31 degrees. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Logan woman was killed in a single vehicle accident Thursday morning in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported at around 7:40 a.m. a 2000 Ford Ford Escape driven by Holly L. Kendall, 49, drove over to the right shoulder to meet a pickup traveling south on Phillips County Road 1000, 10 miles west of Phillipsburg, when the vehicle began to skid on the gravel. The vehicle then slid across the road to the left shoulder and then back on the road before it overturned. Kendall was ejected as the vehicle continued to travel into the East Ditch. The KHP reported Kendall was not wearing a seatbelt. A large fire that produced heavy smoke and flames caused substantial damage Thursday morning to a southwest Topeka home. The entire back portion of the house was fully involved in flames when the fire was reported at around 9:20 in the morning at a home at 3421 Southwest Briarwood Lane. Topeka Fire Department says the blaze caused an estimated $319,000 in damage. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Are you one of those people who hates cleaning the leaves out of your gutters? I'd rather be working in the garden or flower beds myself. Hi, I'm Lori with the Gutter Cover of Wichita. Since 2002, Mike and I have been helping homeowners just like you minimize home maintenance. We do this by covering your gutters with a solid aluminum cover that keeps out leaves and debris, allowing water to flow through your gutters. The Gutter Cover is attractive, proven for over 35 years, and installs easily over your existing gutters. The Gutter Cover can help you say goodbye to gutter cleaning for good. No more climbing ladders, cleaning out gutters, or risking a fall. We're family owned and operated and look forward to sharing this affordable quality product with you. Ask about our senior discount by calling 777-1185. We have no pressure sales, require no money down, and we do free estimates. So call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185.
A 27-year-old woman has been sentenced to life in prison after a May 2019 crash during a police chase that killed two people and injured well-known Wichita musician Jenny Wood. Mia Collins pleaded guilty in October to two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 70-year-old Mariah Wood and her 12-year-old granddaughter, Rosemary McElroy, who were Jenny Wood's mother and niece. They were in a car that collided with one driven by Collins, who was fleeing from police. During sentencing on Thursday, Wood said police shared blame for initiating a chase through downtown Wichita that reached 75 miles per hour. Authorities are investigating a fatality crash that occurred Wednesday evening on I-35 in Coffee County. The crash was reported at around 6:24 p.m. Wednesday on northbound I-35, 4 miles east of Lebo. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2011 Ford F-150 was traveling on I-35 when it went left of the road and struck a bridge post. The truck's driver, Devin W. O'Rear, 64 of Melbourne, was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A top Republican candidate for Nebraska governor is facing an onslaught of criticism after several women, including a GOP state lawmaker, alleged that he groped them at public events and forcibly kissed one woman. The accusations drew widespread condemnation from Charles W. Herbster's primary opponents, Republican Governor Pete Ricketts, and the 13 women from both parties who serve in the legislature. The Nebraska Examiner, which first reported the allegations, interviewed six women who claimed that the 67-year-old Herbster groped their buttocks outside of their clothes during political events or beauty pageants. Herbster fervently denies the claims. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 26-year-old Majdal Elias was found guilty Wednesday of second-degree murder and several gun counts in the September 2019 death of 15-year-old Ali Al-Burkat in September 2019. Elias is already serving 19 to 33 years in prison on drug and gun charges. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Longtime Nebraska state legislator and current Gage County supervisor Dennis Myers of Beatrice passed away Thursday at the age of 81. He served the county since 2009, previously serving as supervisor for 6 years beginning in 1977. Myers was chair of the Building and Grounds and Equalization Committee. 38 years in elective office also included Justice of the Peace and Beatrice School Board and Region 5 services. Accepting an appointment to serve as state senator for the 30th District in 1988, Dennis Byers was subsequently reelected until finishing on term limits in 2007. Assignments included chairmanships of committees for education and health and human services. A funeral service is planned Tuesday morning in Beatrice for Dennis Byers. Easter egg hunts are planned Saturday in Summerfield and Axtell City Parks at 11 a.m., the Beatty Community Center at 12:30, then at the Frankfort City Park and Blue Rapids Square at 1, and the Waterville City Park at 2. Washington County Easter egg hunts Saturday are scheduled in Washington on the Courthouse Square, as well as Barnes, Lynn, and Palmer at 10 a.m., then in Hanover at the Vets Park at 1, and the park in Greenleaf at 2. First District, U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann is slated to make town hall stops in Washington and Marshall counties Monday, April 18. He'll be at Gambino's Pizza in Washington at 12:15 and then stop at Landau Lanes in Marysville Monday afternoon at 1:30. Both of these events are open to the public. Social media bloggers Sarah Brohr and Melody Pittman traveled east-west across Kansas via U.S. 36 these past 2 weeks, as part of a day-long stop in each county seat, exploring and sharing sites and attractions of interest. The effort, coordinated by the U.S. 36 organization, is meant to bring attention to the communities along and adjacent to the highway and attract future visitors. Blogs are brief recaps, including photos that are shared online via Facebook, websites, and related online mediums, including Wherever I May Roam. The two are guests at KNDY while passing through, and a second in a series of conversations continues as part of our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning on KNDY at 7:10. They noted why visitors may be encouraged to return and what leaves an impression.
But going back to, I find myself returning to a lot of towns I visit. Yeah. Number one, because it's the people that I meet.
Oh yeah.
Think about it. The reason that you visit a place repeatedly is often the people. Mm-hmm. If you are welcomed with a smile, with somebody helpful in a business, somebody that's grateful to see you in town, those are places that we make note of, and we will return. Definitely. We will return, and we will shop, we will eat, and we will tell everybody we know about you.
As Marysville celebrates 50 years as the Black Squirrel City, the conversation continues with the home of the White Squirrels in Olney, Illinois. That conversation is open to the public Monday evening, April 18th, beginning at 5:30, and will be held at the Marysville Public Library. Services for Ralph C. Pleggy of Marysville, who passed away January 17th, will be held this Saturday, April 16th, beginning at 10 a.m., at the United Methodist Church in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ralph Pleggy.
Hey.
United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and a bit warmer throughout the region today, with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the mid 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, and the upper 50s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Still staying a bit cooler overnight tonight, with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s and lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the lower 30s and upper 40s throughout Missouri. More sunshine throughout Saturday, and temperatures will stay slightly cooler, with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night and leading into Sunday morning, and temperatures will start to slowly warm up throughout Sunday and early next week. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 66, record high on this date 91. The average low 42 and the record low 18. Sunset this evening 8:03. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52. It's 32 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's the check of the morning news and weather for this Good Friday, the 15th of April. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place. SeniorCare.com.
It's Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On the diamonds last night, the Padres demolished the reigning world champion Braves 12-1 on the strength of Manny Machado's five-hit night.
And Machado swings, hits into the air, deep down the left field line. This one's going to go. Fifth hit of the night for Manny is the biggest. A two-run homer, his first of the year.
On KWFN, the Rangers' bats were hot as well. Texas ripping Shohei Ohtani for six runs en route to a 10-5 drubbing of the Angels. Jonah Heim with the big blow.
The 0-2 pitch, and Heim hits one deep to right. A screaming line drive. That ball is history. It's a grand slam to Jonah Heim.
On KRLD, NHL last night, Vladimir Tarasenko's hat trick led the Blues to their seventh straight win, 6-2 over the Sabres. More Thursday night NHL, Leon Draisaitl found the back of the net three times, the hat trick propelling the Oilers to a 4-0 decision over the Predators.
Pass across, just skipped over the stick of Draisaitl. He's got it on the right wing, top of the circle, into the corner, McDavid, to Draisaitl, scores!
On 6:30, CHED. Also last night, Jake Guentzel scored twice, leading the Penguins to a 6-3 playoff slot clinching win over the Islanders. Anthony Cirelli's overtime winner secured a playoff spot for the Lightning as they beat the Ducks 4-3. And the Avalanche won their eighth straight 3-1 over the Devils. NBA, the final play-in games are tonight. Looking ahead to the first round, will Ben Simmons return in time to help the Nets in their matchup with the Celtics? Kevin Durant not sounding optimistic.
No, I'm not expecting him to play. That's easier for me, you know. Like, I'm not putting any pressure on Ben to come out there and hoop.
The Warriors, on the other hand, are optimistic that Steph Curry will be available for Game 1 against the Nuggets on Saturday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Here you go, two Sonic fish sandwiches.
You have the slight crunch of the breaded fish, but then you also have the toasted brioche bun is like buttery soft. So it just kind of like hugs it. Mm-hmm. It hugs it in my mouth.
If I had to pick a fish that I would want to hang out with, it would definitely be Alaskan fish. They're cooler.
They are cooler.
Better fish makes a fish sandwich better. The Sonic Fish Sandwich is made with 100% wild-caught Alaska pollock, tangy tartar sauce, and crinkle-cut pickles on a brioche bun. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic Drive-Ins.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Congress is on its Easter break, so members of the House and Senate back in their home states and districts. One, Kansas Congressman Jerry Moran has been crisscrossing the state, holding town halls, visiting manufacturing facilities, as well as agriculture operations. He says one theme is clear. People want to get back to normal.
Of course, with today's circumstances of high prices, I mean, what are the issues today? How much everything costs? How difficult it is to find somebody to go to work? And when we have jobs that are available, then the conversation becomes, well, we need housing. And so we're trying to figure out how we can be of help in communities across Kansas as we get COVID behind us and the opportunity for agriculture and manufacturers and others to earn a solid living in Kansas.
Well, processed eggs go into items like salad dressing and cake mix, and the prices for those eggs intended for processing are soaring to record highs because of the avian influenza outbreak. The rapid spread of influenza could make one of the biggest outbreaks in history. 20 million birds have been culled from the nation's flocks, which is hitting the market for breaker eggs hard. These eggs, many come from Iowa and Nebraska, are processed into liquid or powder form and then go into manufactured foods. The high price for those breaker eggs is driving production costs higher for food makers, which in turn will push inflation higher. Many food manufacturers have shut down plants for sterilization and can't fill orders, and the price of eggs that get cracked and then sold in liquid hit a record high of $2.37 a pound last week. Dried eggs and powdered egg products also at their highest ever prices. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Friday to you. And here's your latest Larry Stickline report from our partners over at Cake News.
4 out of 10 rural bankers project a jump in farm income in 2022. Now that's 4 out of 10. Where's the other 6? That's what I'm wondering. And it doesn't tell me much about those guys or gals. Well, if you're going to be borrowing money to put some product in the ground, which almost everybody in the business has to do, by the way, I'm going to check out grain prices and seed prices coming up here in the Stecklin Report. Stay tuned for that in the next week or two. But in the meantime, it's kind of interesting to see what these bankers are thinking. For 16 straight months, the rural economy has posted a healthy increase in the Creighton University RMI situation. They analyze probably a dozen bankers across the country in rural areas only to figure out how their attitude sets, and then comes up with an RMI figure that says 50.0 is average. Right now it's at 65.4, bullish. That's what the bankers are thinking. 42% of them expect higher net farm income in 2022. They'll better be, or else they're not going to pay the expenses. 46% expect no change, though. 12% expect a fall in net farm income. While loan activity has increased, farmers seem to be in good cash position, they say. Surging farm input costs and global tensions have got some of them worried. But even because of that, 96% of the bankers indicate they have not tightened credit standards for farmers. So I think probably we can get a still pretty good loan. if you wink at him when you come in the front door. That's pretty important. See you on the next Techline Report.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Keeping soil healthy is important to your crop. When you're ready to till the ground, Abilene Machine has the parts you need to get it done. They stock a full line of tillage parts, including Coulter blades, soil saver mold boards and blades, chisel plow points, field cultivator sweeps, and much more. As always, Abilene Machine's parts are manufactured to exact standards, and you'll be receiving the highest quality parts available. Shop AbileneMachine.com online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
K-State football fans, order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline and receive a free Colin Klein and Arthur Brown bobblehead celebrating the 10th anniversary of the 2012 Big 12 championship season.
Your Kansas State Wildcats are the Big 12 champions.
Season tickets start at just $150 for all seven home games, including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to save your
season. There is no insect more beneficial to your garden than bees. We will share one idea for making them feel welcome today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 15th. Good Friday is the 105th day of the year. Actresses Emma Watson and Emma Thompson share a birthday, and Jackie Robinson took the field with the Brooklyn Dodgers on this day in 1947. About 30% of our diet is a direct result of bees paying a visit to a fruit tree or vegetable plant. So pull out the welcome mat in your garden. Here's one idea. A thick piece of untreated scrap lumber makes a good bee house. Just drill small holes into the wood about 90% of the way through. Space them about an inch apart, and you'll have a good home for orchard bees, which are excellent pollinators of fruit trees. Hang the blocks where they are protected from rain, like under the eaves of a garden shed, and hope for some buzz around your backyard blooms. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
728 from KNDY, it's 32 degrees. A cooler Easter weekend ahead, middle 50s on the high side today and tomorrow. Chance for showers early Easter Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas State football is no longer planning to practice in front of fans on Saturday. The Wildcats had originally planned on holding an open practice scrimmage over Easter weekend, but have changed their plans due to injuries. The team will still practice, but just not in front of fans and the media. This is the final week of practice for the football team. Kleiman says after this week, the coaches will hit the road recruiting and players will turn their full attention to the final weeks of classes. K-State does open their season on September 3rd at home against South Dakota. Washburn University Athletics Director Lauren Ferre announced on Wednesday that former Lady Blues great Laura Westling has been hired as the sixth head coach of the Washburn women's basketball program. Westling was a standout member of the women's team from 2001 to 2005 and helped the Lady Blues to the school's first NCAA Division II national championship in 2005. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
I saw some old friends the other day. And all they could talk about was how I've changed. They thought I'd be the last one to ever settle down. Can't believe I'm flying so high with both feet on the ground. You make me wanna be a better man. And you make me wanna do the best I can. Never slowing down enough to ever let that party end. Oh, then your love surrounded me like a shelter from a storm.
When the wicked done.